the social status of the veterinary profession was not high. I can remember actually a friend of mine, without any sort of feeling about it, just as a practical comment, she said, "You'd better come and stay with us the next holidays, because once you've started on the veterinary course, we shan't be able to know you." That was the sort of social structure. I mean, I must say, she wasn't a particular friend of mine. I can't remember which one she was, actually, now. But I just remember the statement, you know. On the whole, the men at veterinary college were mostly the sons of other vets or of farmers, whereas the girls, they were beginning to go to teaching jobs. And while I was sort of leaving school, you might say, one or two of them were training as nurses. But on the whole, you had to have money to train. Otherwise, you left school and started earning at once. And to pay for education after you'd left school meant your family were either making money or were being very frugal. And therefore, most of my contemporaries came from a slightly higher class than the men.
When do you think that attitude to veterinary surgeons changed?
I think probably about 1950.
So, given that the profession didn't have the status that it subsequently developed, and given that those women students were coming from more affluent backgrounds than their male counterparts, why did they want to study veterinary science?
I never really gave the matter a great deal of thought, but I suppose the same as motivated, except, have I ever told you how I got into the profession? My mother reading the list to me, yes. There was no more enthusiasm than that about me, but the others, practically without exception, had to fight to get to the college. They had to pay the college fees, and if they were only 18, they had no money of their own.
So who had they had to fight with?
Their parents.
Do you know specific examples of that?
I think all the ones that were at college with me, some of them had to fight harder than others. Quite a number had to wait till they were 21 because they'd got money left them by relatives or something, and they could pay their own fees.
Do you have any idea what the basis of their family's resistance would have been?
Oh, yes, not respectable. On the same basis that my friend had said to me, we shan't be able to know you. People lived in a fairly small community, and if you lived in a small community and your daughter trained to be a vet, Mrs. So-and-so down the road would warn her son, don't go about with that woman.
Shall I put this on pause so you can finish your cake?
Okay. Yes, I'll stop chewing. I grew up in a very, my mother's side and my father's side were relaxed socially, and therefore I had grown up with that attitude. So I had no difficulties like that. I do remember thinking, when I qualified, things may be difficult if I go to a town where there is a great deal of social segregation, you might say, because as a vet, I won't be acceptable in the level of society that I'm used to. But I accepted that.
And what was your actual experience?
There was so little social life, it didn't matter.